Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices. Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity. With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Listen, I want to say thank you to every one of you who have been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on the Productivity 360 show. Everything in life is better when we are productive. I know you hear what I'm saying, and I hope that you're ready to pick up what I'm about to put down. But the tagline that I want to share with you each and every opportunity that I get is that everything in life is better when we are productive. Listen, if you've been enjoying the shows, let us know. Send in your comments, your concerns, topics that you want us to cover, people who you may want to hear us interview when it comes to productivity. I'm used to bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world in every industry and every phase of life. So it is always a pleasure for me to talk with you right here on Productivity 360. Today, we will be talking about something that truly is near and dear to my heart. Of course, it's going to be productivity driven. But what I want to share is a few lessons of productivity. Today, I think I'll share five of those lessons with you and maybe give you a few bonus points. Listen, we're in 2021, folks. My question to you is, what did you do better so far in this year than what you did all last year? Because at the end of the day, what we're always trying to do is get better. What we always want is to progress. What we always want is to climb the ladder, if you would. Many people are trying to climb a ladder of success. I'm just trying to climb the ladder to be my best. The version of me that you're listening to today is better than the version of me from yesterday. And why is that important to me? Because Rome wasn't built in a day and you can't eat an elephant in one bite. So you might as well do it piece by piece, right? Because once you do it that way, you can see the success that's happening in, with, and through you, through your efforts. Listen, don't worry about the things that you can't control. Focus on the things that you can. So we're talking about lessons of productivity. If we were to be looking at a ladder or we were to be looking at a pyramid, I want you to begin with this one thing. What is the number one thing that you need to be productive in your life? And it doesn't matter what area of your life we're talking about. What is that one thing? Well, the first lesson or the building block to the lessons of productivity or the pyramids of productivity would be what I would like to call enthusiasm. Listen, your energy, your excitement, your enjoyment is the drive and dedication that it will take to stimulate your mind, not only you, but everyone around you. So your enthusiasm is a lesson when it comes to productivity. Have you ever been in a location or in a place and there was absolutely no enthusiasm? It was just as dull as can be. Who wants to be a part of something like that? Have you ever been in a class or a session where you just felt like, when is this going to be over? Or have you ever had a teacher or a coach who was extremely mundane when they spoke? Their voice was just so bland that it made you fall asleep. Well, when it comes to your productivity, one of the first things that you're going to need to do is come with some enthusiasm. Now, how can you raise your level of energy? How can you raise your level of excitement? How can you enjoy the drive and dedication that it takes to stimulate your mind? That's the question for lesson number one. Whatever it is that you enjoy doing, ask yourself, why do you enjoy it? Ask yourself, what do you look like when you're doing that specific thing? Now, once you get the answer to that, what I challenge you to do is find out what the nuts and bolts are to that, and then multiply that times 10. That is going to give you a lesson that you will probably carry out in your life for the rest of your life. Because if you're excited about something in specific, then there are attributes that cause you to be enthusiastic about those things. Once you figure that out, now you can utilize that for any and everything else in your life. And on top of that, you can stimulate your mind to be excited so that you can empower other people. This is a lesson of productivity that most people will overlook. But honestly, you show me someone who is great at something, you show me an organization that is killing it, I'm going to show you an organization that is enthusiastic about a specific thing. And how they express that enthusiasm will literally transfer to everyone who experiences it. Let me give you the second lesson. The second lesson on productivity, or the second step to the pyramid of productivity. That is intentionality and making sure that you're clear. Intentionality and making sure that you are clear. You see, when you learn how to stay the course, when you learn how to thrust forward, when you learn how to try again, when you learn how to press harder, when you desire to be smarter in an area, when you learn how to persevere, when you learn how to be relentless, that is when intentionality kicks in. You see, if you don't have an intent to do something, then something just haphazardly happens to you. And that's not what you're looking for. You want, if you're going to be productive, you want to be intentional about being productive. You don't want to just figure something out by mistake. You want to be able to reproduce that thing that caused you to be productive. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is through intentionality. You've got to be intentional. You've got to have clarity. The worst thing that could happen to you is for you to gain success and not be able to duplicate it. I'm going to say that again. The worst thing that could happen to you is for you to gain success and not be able to actually duplicate it. Let me say it to you this way. Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing that you made the effort to become the best of which you are capable. So again, will you be intentional about your success, intentional about your productivity? Because that, my friends, is what it's going to take. This is a life lesson in productivity that you could take to the bank and you can travel with all around the globe. Now, I'm going to give you a simple yet powerful piece to a lesson of productivity that literally transformed my life. I want you to see this piece of the puzzle or pyramid so vividly that you never think the same again. Now, you may ask yourself, Dr. Vern, what are you talking about? It's having a team spirit or a team mentality. Most people want to be the rock star and don't want to be part of the rock band. They want to be highlighted. They want to be out front. They want to be the one that everyone goes to. But those who understand a team mentality and have a team spirit recognize that the star of the show is not them. The star of the show is the team. And the team, when the team succeeds, everyone succeeds. Now, what does that actually mean to you when it comes to your productivity? You can win and you can accomplish a lot. But how you accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish or how you win is what's most important. And I don't want to be a person who's extremely successful or extremely productive, but there's no one to enjoy it with. So what I teach my clients, what I teach my friends, what I teach my associates is how to walk with a team behind you, how to work with a team behind you, how to win with a team behind you. These are lessons that literally have transformed my life. And I continue to teach each and every day to everyone that I come in contact with. The fourth step or the fourth leg to the pyramid of productivity or the lessons in productivity is you have to learn to be confident, meaning you have to walk in confidence. Being able to walk in confidence is a gift, but at the same time, it's a lesson that needs to be learned. You see, what I know is when you have confidence, there's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. But when you're not confident, you get paralyzed. You find yourself getting stuck at a step. So did you know that the strongest steel is well-founded in self-belief? And it is earned, it's not given. Why? Because confidence is a building block to your success. Confidence is a building block to your productivity. If you believe you can, then you can. If you believe you can't, then you can't. Why? Because confidence is a building block to your productivity. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm actually putting down. And how do I know that these things work? Every one of these blocks that I've given you, every lesson that I told you that I've learned, it's come from years of experience. And what I enjoy about this is, as simplistic as these things may sound, when you really begin to delve into them, you'll begin to see how massive they really are, how rooted they are in leadership, as well as success. Anyone who is doing big things understands how important these things are. Now, this fifth building block or this fifth lesson or this fifth piece of the pyramid that I'm going to share with you is almost going to be considered an oxymoron, because most people say you can't do one without the other, or you can't have one without the other. Listen to these two words: competitive greatness. I'm going to say them again. Competitive greatness. Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you can be competitive and you can have greatness? Absolutely, if it's the healthy type of competition. But most people compete when what they should be doing is what I call compliment. When you learn how to compliment others, it becomes a healthy competition. I am complimenting you and I'm competing against myself, not another person. Complimenting someone means that you're not there really to see how you can one up them. You're there to appreciate the goodness and the greatness on the inside of them. So listen, when you look at competitive greatness, you need to be looking at the mirror. You need to say, Vern, today you were able to do this, but I'm competing against you to do better tomorrow. Competitive greatness says, I want to perform at my best when my best is required. I want to perform at my best when my best is required. Did you know that your best is required each and every day? So competitive greatness says, get up, wake up, and go get it done. Competitive greatness says, do the right things at the right time, all the time. Competitive greatness says, every day is another opportunity for me to be better. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. So again, when we look through this pyramid of productivity, the lessons of productivity, these are just five simple building blocks. They're not the only ones. There are tons of other ones out there, but these are the five that I want to share with you today. So as we continue on, I have a question for you. How has your enthusiasm changed your mind, your life, and your finances? How has your enthusiasm changed your mind, your life, and your finances? This is something that I want you to pause and take a minute to reflect on. Ask yourself the question, take yourself back in history, and ask yourself, how has enthusiasm changed these things? Now, when you look at this, I don't merely want you to just say quickly, these are the things that have changed, because those are just the surface things that have come to the top of your mind. I want you to really ponder on this. There are times when I was enthusiastic that literally helped me win. There were times when I was unenthusiastic and I lost. What did I lose? How much did I lose? How deep did it run? These are questions that you have to begin to ask yourself. The next thing I want you to ask yourself is this: how much of my intentionality has actually helped me win in life? How much of my intentionality has actually helped me win in life? And when was the last time I was intentional? Now, I know in the beginning of the year, everybody says they're intentional about these things that they call resolutions or new ways of life or changing this, that, and the other up. Well, let me ask you this. Today, we're more than halfway over with the month. So are you still intentional about the things that you started at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month, the beginning of the week, the beginning of your day? Being intentional is not a game. It's something that you have to work at, and it will help you to become more productive, more successful, and a better person in life. Now, this is the one that I really, really appreciate and I really, really love, because most people are afraid to really look at life from this lens. When was the last time you were a team player? When was the last time that you were a team player? When was the last time that you didn't have to be the star of the show? When was the last time that you used the words we instead of me? I want you to really, really consider this, because having a team mentality and a team spirit changes the game when it comes to your productivity. Productivity realizes and recognizes that it's not about you. It's about accomplishing the right things at the right time with efficiency and effectiveness. And in order to do that, a lot of times, guess what has to happen? You have to get out of your own way. I'm loving this, because I can't wait to hear some of the things that you come up with. And I really want you to start chiming in, letting us know, how are these things helping you? And once you begin to implement them, how has things changed in your life, your relationships, in your finance, and so on and so on? This fourth one is one that you're really going to have to dig your heels into. When was the last time you found yourself being extremely confident about something? When was the last time that you found yourself being extremely confident about something? And then ask yourself, when was the last time that you weren't extremely confident, and how did it end up turning out for you? You see, clarity breeds confidence. Clarity breeds confidence. And when you're confident about something, there is no stopping you. So I challenge you to do that, to look deep within, to dig deep and find the confidence to accomplish the things that you desire to accomplish. In order for you to be a productive person, you're going to need to be confident about what you believe. And then lastly, I want to share again, competitive greatness. Competitive greatness, challenging yourself to be your best and do your best every single day. Put forth your best effort. Do all that you can do. Go all in, because the world needs your greatness. Listen, folks, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about productivity. It's always a pleasure to help you to see productivity from a different lens. I'm going to take a quick shift and begin to talk to you about something that I really love. I call it the ER. It's evidence and results. I challenge you If you want to get evidence and results in your life, there are certain things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to become an executionist. That means you're going to have to learn something and then you're going to have to execute it. You're going to have to read about it. You're going to have to learn about it. And then you're going to have to put it into action. So again, are you ready to produce the evidence and results that you desire in your life? And the way that you know that is that not only do you put your money where your mouth is, you start taking action to what you say you desire. In better ways or better terms, this is simply saying, watch this now, that you are willing to make sure that your audio matches your video. And that, my friends, is the biggest lesson of them all. Say what you mean what you say. Do only what you say you're going to do. I hope these things have literally been a wonderful blessing to you. I hope that you will take the time to listen again and again to this particular show, because lessons of productivity are endless. There are no limitations when it comes to lessons of productivity in your life. And what I want to share with you is there's no one particular place that you can learn lessons from. You can learn by watching, you can learn by doing, and you can learn by executing. But whatever you do, be sure to learn. Why? Because someone who is a lifelong learner is someone who is affecting and making positive impact and change in their lives and in the lives of others. And that's what I hope that you are doing today, that you are getting information for the purpose of application. Stop wasting time, stop wasting money, stop wasting energy, and begin to invest in yourself. Begin to be productive. Begin to excite and empower and make sure that someone's life is better because they came in contact with you. Someone's life is better because they came in contact with you. Are you aspiring someone? Are you motivating someone? Are you empowering someone? Are you teaching someone to be a better version of themselves? See, whether you know it or not, people are always watching. Now, the question is, what kind of show do they get to see? But more importantly, what lessons can they put in place? Can they execute because of what they saw? Again, it's always a pleasure to talk with you each and every Friday right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani and Worldwide. If you don't have the app, I challenge you to go ahead and download it so that you can listen to a plethora of awesome shows from some dynamic people in various areas of your life. I believe that the best truly is yet to come. The question is, will you put your best foot forward and do what is necessary so that you can achieve the level of success that you desire in your life? Remember, productivity is where it's at. And I'll leave you with this one simple statement: be productive or be replaced. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you and you and you. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vernette A. Joseph, and you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, come on, let's all get out there and live to produce. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernette on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.